Quebec Premier François Legault says the COVID-19 curfew he imposed across the province in December will be lifted on Monday. He told reporters today the health order can be ended because the number of COVID-19 infections seems to have peaked. Legault says health officials estimate that COVID-19-related hospitalizations are expected to peak in the coming days. The curfew was imposed on December 31 after having been used for almost 5 months earlier in the year, between January and May 2021. Legault also announced that the province's vaccine passport will be extended to big-box retail stores, except for grocery stores and pharmacies. Earlier today, Quebec reported 45 more deaths attributed to the novel coronavirus and a rise of 117 COVID-19-related hospitalizations. Update. Starting January 24, Quebecers will need to show proof of vaccination to enter big-box stores with surface areas of 1,500 square meters or more, other than pharmacies or grocery stores. Last week, Legault announced that the vaccine passport would also apply to cannabis and liquor stores starting January 18. Health Minister Christian Dubé said the rule will be based strictly on the floor size of the retailer. So, the best example is a Costco will have to ask for the vaccine passport. A Walmart will have to require the vaccine passport, Dubé said. Dr. Luc Boileau, Quebec's interim public health director, said the projections from the province's healthcare research institutes, that daily cases have peaked and hospitalizations would soon follow, are not a certainty, so we have to wait to confirm it. But the rate at which hospitalizations have been increasing, particularly in intensive care, appears to be slowing, he said. Quebec reported 45 more deaths attributed to the novel coronavirus on Thursday and a rise of 117 COVID-19-related hospitalizations. The health department said 2,994 people were in hospital with COVID-19, including 272 people in intensive care, a rise of 9 from the day before. The announcement about the end of the curfew came the same day a Main Street research poll indicated support for Legault's Coalition Avenir Quebec party slipping, but the party was still ahead with 38%. Quebec Solidaire, a left-wing party that has criticized the curfew, and the Conservative Party of Quebec, which opposes many of the government's health orders, both made gains, with 19% and 13% support, respectively. Legault, however, said the poll was released after he made the decision to lift the curfew, adding that his health orders aren't political. "I'm not here to win a popularity contest," he said. "I'm here to try to protect Quebecers and to put in place the best measures taking into consideration science and what public health is telling us." Indoor private gatherings across the province are still banned, and restaurant dining rooms, gyms, spas and entertainment venues remain closed. François Vincent, the Quebec vice president of the Canadian Federation of Independent Business, said his organization had told the government that applying the vaccine passport in small stores would be onerous for business owners. And while the passport will only be required in big stores, it still brings additional costs. Phones are needed to verify the passports and some businesses may need to hire more staff or security guards to enforce the order. "It will be a burden for all the businesses who have to apply it," Vincent said, adding that workers or store owners may have to deal with angry customers. Quebec is also moving forward with a plan for schools to reopen for in-person learning on Monday. The premier has said junior colleges and universities could also reopen, but they will be given the flexibility to adjust to in-person classes. Boileau said he doesn't believe schools will lead to increased transmission of the virus in the community. "Reopening schools can be done safely," he said, "because children, who will be required to wear masks in class, are less likely to become seriously ill from COVID-19 than adults." Health officials reported 8,793 new cases of COVID-19 on Thursday and said about 16% of tests taken came back positive. On January 7, by contrast, daily cases were at roughly 16,000 and the test positivity rate was 25%.